This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Federal stimulus and the children. I'm David Brancaccio. First, members of the House of Representatives are set to vote today on the Democrats' $1.9 trillion relief package. We've been coming at this massive collection of spending from many angles, including help for small businesses. Today, Marketplace's Mariel Segarra has more on the $29 billion for pandemic-shaken restaurants.
Each business qualifies for up to $10 million, with a limit of $5 million per restaurant location. And the owners can kind of use the money at their discretion. It could be on rent or payroll, utilities, things like that. There are some rules in place to make sure the restaurants are relatively small, like they can't have more than 20 locations. And also there's a $5 billion set aside for the smallest restaurants. And it's not just your standard sit-down restaurants that are eligible here. For instance, the bill includes food trucks and carts, also airport restaurants and pubs. And in the first few weeks, certain kinds of restaurants will be prioritized, ones that are owned by women, veterans, or what the bill calls socially and economically disadvantaged small businesses, which under federal law means basically ones owned by people of color who were, in many cases, shut out of the PPP loan program. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Now to that stimulus package and minding the children, $40 billion. Here's Marketplace's Samantha Fields.
Nearly $15 billion would help fund childcare for low-income families, and about $24 billion would go to childcare providers to help cover operating expenses.
That includes rent, utilities. It includes all of the types of payments that providers have to make to stay open.
Rian Alvin is the CEO of the National Association for the Education of Young Children. She says this funding will be essential for childcare providers who operate on thin margins.
A provider is able to stay open based on the provider's ability to maintain really high enrollment. And that is the part of the system that flipped upside down when COVID hit.
Many providers have closed, at least temporarily, or gone into debt, says Christine Johnson-Staub at the Center for Law and Social Policy.
We were at risk of really losing a large portion of our childcare capacity.
This money, she says, would help stabilize childcare programs and make the system stronger going forward. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
Markets, here's how we say it in Maine. If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Monday, so many tech stocks fell hard, with the NASDAQ down 10%, what you call a correction, then came yesterday with the NASDAQ shooting back up 3.7%, the sharpest rise in 4 months, with the S&P up 1%. My conversations with professionals yield this. We've never lived through an economic downturn where a few months of vaccinations and stimulus could turn things around quickly. Given there's no roadmap, there's a lot of confusion about inflation, interest rates, and what that would do to stocks, bonds, and the value of the dollar. The NASDAQ future this morning is down 0.5%. The Brookings Institution finds highly rated businesses in black majority neighborhoods earn less revenue than businesses with similar quality ratings that are outside of black neighborhoods, Yelp kind of ratings. And Brookings estimates that that means losses of up to $4 billion a year for those companies. The city of Nashville earns a lot of money from tourists, and now for the first time, two black-owned restaurants are coming to a street that's long been a tourist magnet. WPLN's Ambriel Crutchfield reports on the tastes of new diversity on a street most associated with country music and honky-tonks.
A hot chicken dish typically means you get a cayenne spice piece of chicken that sits on top of white bread and is dressed with dill pickles. Prince's Hot Chicken Shack started this style of deep frying back in the 1930s. Andre Prince runs her family business and recalls what downtown represented when she was growing up.
The women wore gloves and hats. Can you imagine, as if they were going to church?
When Prince was coming downtown in the 1950s and 60s, Black entrepreneurs like her were being redlined and segregated to their neighborhoods. That legacy still resonates in Nashville and nationwide. Now, Prince's Hot Chicken Shack is one of two Black-owned restaurants moving to Nashville's Lower Broadway, one of the city's most iconic business districts. The owners of Prince's and the Artisan Pizza Shop, Slim and Husky's Pizzeria, are hoping to capitalize on the tourist foot traffic here. Nashville's head of tourism, Butch Spearden, says the new development could be the gateway for tourists to explore more of the city.
If it opens people's eyes to what we have to offer, they'll want to come back and they'll want to go to the original location.
Slim and Husky's already has two locations in the city. At one of them in South Nashville, Jeremiah McCurry is in the kitchen chopping up pizzas for online orders.
This pizza right here, this is a custom-made pizza. They got black olive, red pepper, bacon.
Slim and Husky serves up pizzas with names like Preem and Got 5 on it, which are all takes on songs and pay homage to Black hip-hop culture. When tourists come into town, Slim and Husky's co-owner Clint Gray wants people to associate pizza with his company.
And it's very important for them to know that it's not just cowboy boots and country music downtown, but that downtown should be a representation of, you know, what Nashville is made of 100%. And we're part of that fabric.
And they hope to bring in tourist dollars. In 2019, visitors to Nashville spent $7.5 billion. In Nashville, Tennessee, I'm Ambrielle Crutchfield for Marketplace.
And the U.S. president before this one used to like to have the Treasury Department put his signature on stimulus checks, a bit of branding to say, look what I sent you. Well, President Biden is opting not to put his name on the new checks. The White House says this will speed up their delivery. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.